Get ready for the ultimate video challenge as these two teams go head-to-head with a maze of electronic obstacles for the right to face one of our game wizards in the video zone. Get busy. Here comes Nick Arcade. And now, here's your host, a guy who loves to fly in a show.
Thank you, Andrea, and welcome to Nick Arcade, the ultimate video challenge. I'm here with Anatalia of the yellow team and Elizabeth of the red team, who are going to play the face-off game, Jet Jocks. And remember, in this game, you have to ride your jet skis down the dangerous Amazon River, avoiding crocodiles, piranhas, and other perils along the way. Whoever gets down the Amazon the farthest in 30 seconds will get 25 points and control of Mikey, a video adventurer for the start of round one. In two positions and grab your controllers, ladies. Ready, set, go. And they're off. The yellow team is down. And now the red team is down in 25 seconds. In and out of the water. Back up, back down. Right now, the yellow team has a slight lead at 40-35. And they're both off. We're at 10, 9 seconds now. Taking down. This is a close one. As we get down to the last couple of seconds, winners, it's a tie! All right, head back over and we'll break this tie. Yeah! We have a tie. Why we have a tie? Okay, both teams, hands on your buzzers. This will break the tie and get us a winner for the face-off. In the Tiny Toons Adventure game for Game Boy, you, as the main character, have a choice of being a bunny, a duck, or a pig or a turtle. Yes, yellow team.
A pig?
A pig is it. And you have the face-off for round one. Okay, hey, gang. Let's meet everybody playing on the show, starting with the yellow team, Anatalia and Bobby. Say hey. All right. Now, Anatalia, I understand that you like to do crossword puzzles. How did you get into that? Why crossword puzzles?
My cousin got me started.
Uh-huh. And do you have like a big collection of booklets that you work out of?
Yeah, I got this really thick one.
Uh-huh.
And every day I do around 4 or 5 of them.
Whoa, gosh. Well, welcome to the show. Your partner Bobby collects baseball cards. And I understand you have like a pretty decent sized collection, don't you?
Yeah.
How many do you have?
2,000 to 3,000.
2,000 to 3,000. How long does it take you to collect that many cards, Bobby?
Not too long.
Well, welcome to the show. Your opponents today on the red team are Ryan and Elizabeth. Say hey! Now, Ryan, too, also collects basketball cards. Do you have one that's maybe your all-time favorite card in your collection?
Probably my Dominique Wilkins special card.
Wow. Now, how much do you think something like that is worth? Is it...
Probably $60 to $80.
Wow, that is really great for a card. Hey, and your partner Elizabeth is into team sports. Now, what type of team sports?
Well, I like tennis, volleyball, and soccer the most.
Really? Do you play well in all of them?
I do pretty good at all of them. Yeah, I guess I'm pretty good.
Pretty good. All right, well, welcome to the show. Everybody, welcome them all to the show. Right. Now, gang, let's get how we play out of the way. You're going to take Mikey, our video adventurer, and you're going to move him all around this screen in every direction except diagonally. Now, as you do this, you're going to run into our four Ps: points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. There they are. Be careful, because there's an enemy up there, and if you run into him, control gets zipped over to the other team. Now, all questions in round one are worth 25 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of the two rounds will be going into the video zone to battle with today's game wizard. Before we get going, Andrea, tell us where Mikey is headed today.
Step out on the plank, because Mikey be docking at the port in Pirate's Cove. In round one, he'll be losing his sea legs on Pirate's Pier. But keep your spyglass ready to spot that scourge of the seas, Blackboard the Pirate. Get Mikey the Sailor Man pass the goal, and you will pull in 50 points. Good luck to you. Back to you.
Thank you, Andrea. Now, yellow team, since you won the face-off there, breaking that tie, you have 25 points, and you get to move Mikey first. What direction?
Down.
Mikey's going down. Split screen. Split screen. Okay, this is another one of our video puzzles. You know, it seems like our brand new video multiplier is on the fritz again and is over multiplying all of its images. The first team that can buzz in and tell me what's going on inside the frame will get 25 points and control of Mikey. Ready? Let's split the screen. Here's a clue. It's all downhill from here. It's all downhill from here. Another clue. Yes, yellow team.
Skiing?
Let's take a look. Is it skiing? Oh, it is. All right, yellow team. 25 more points in your score. You're up to 50, and you get to move the big M again. What direction?
Left.
Mikey's going left.
Walk the plank, you
scallywags. Oh, scallywags, you have to walk the plank. And that means control walks over to the red team. You get to move Mikey. What direction?
Left.
Mikey's going left again. It's the Big V Video Challenge. Red team, come over here. Ah, red team's coming. They're coming. Join us. Welcome to Video Challenge. You get to add more points to your score and maintain control. Who's going to be playing? Ryan, okay, Elizabeth, hang on to the board. Ryan, today you get to choose from Super Adventure Island, Sonic the Hedgehog, Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Steel Empire, and Ghost Pilots. What would you like to play, Ryan?
Ghost Pilots.
Ghost Pilots. Head on down. Come on with us, Elizabeth. Ghost Pilots. We're up in the air this time because this is an aerial combat game where you are a World War II pilot blasting away the enemies. This game has multiple stages, and today on Ghost Pilots, our expert's challenge is set at 30,000 points in stage 3. You have to meet or beat 30,000 in 30 seconds. Yeah, 30,000 30 seconds. Okay. Now, Elizabeth, you have 0 points. We're going to allow you to wager up to 25 points on whether or not you think Ryan can meet or beat our expert's challenge. You can wager from 0 to 25, and you have 3 seconds to do it now. She's writing down her wager on the board. Arr. Okay, keep it a secret. Turn around, Ryan. Ready, set, go. He's off. He's blasting away. Basically, you just fire up the planes that are trying to fire on you. Great maneuvering he's doing. He's at the 6,600. Oh, his plane used one of his special weapons and his plane blew up. Special weapons will destroy all the planes that are within the area of the blast. He's up to 19,700 points. He got blown up. Here's another plane coming. He's back. He's firing. Oh, my goodness. He ran. Oh. Micah's blue game over. Listen, you did a great job of flying, great maneuvering. How many points were wagered? 20 points. Okay, we're going to do some score adjusting and play some more. Head back over. Yeah, going to do some score adjusting. Going to do it. There's no fussing. Okay, we're going to take the 20 points away from your score. Lots more show to go. Yellow team, you have control of Mikey now. What direction? Do you want to move him?
Left.
Mikey's going left some more. Whoa, a prize! Andrea, tell Yellow Team what they just won.
Concord's exciting Neon Lights 35mm camera has built-in electronic flash and is focus-free. Plus, the Neon Point and Shoot 110 Pocket Camera by Concord Camera.
All right, you can take pictures of your treasure, and you get to move Mikey again. What direction? Ooh, before you got it out there, that sound got out, letting me know that we're almost out of time in round one. So we're just zipping Mikey to the goal. We're in sudden death. The correct answer to this question will get you 50 points and the goal for round one. Hands on your buzzers. And remember, Mikey's in the Pirate Cove. And here's your question. The International Dateline runs through two oceans. Name one. Yes, Yellow Team?
Pacific.
That's one, yes. The other is the Arctic. Way to go, Yellow Team. You have the goal and 50 points. Let's take a look and see where everything was in round one. Pow, there was another prize down there at the bottom. Right now, at 100 points, that's the Yellow Team score. And right now, sitting at negative 20 is the Red Team, but I wouldn't let that negative sweat me. No, no, no. Because in round two, the points are double. Anything could happen. It's still early in the show. Come on back and see what happens, don't you know, mateys, on Nick Carpet.
All right, behind you.
hanging right now with my friend Bobby of the yellow team, my pal Ryan of the red team. They're going to try their hands at the face-off game jet jocks. Now remember, you have to maneuver your jet skis down the dangerous Amazon River, avoiding the crocodiles and piranhas and other perils along the way. Whoever jets their ski the furthest at the end of 30 seconds will get 50 points and control of Mikey for the start of round two. Guys, into position, grab the controllers, ready, set, go. And they're both down right at the beginning. Yellow team has a slight lead, though. Now red team's just taking the lead position. They're 20 seconds.
You beach bum.
Seems like both teams are pretty evenly matched on this. We had a tie with the first round, and these scores are pretty decent here. We're at 10 seconds now. Up, down, here we go again. We're at the final 5 seconds. And winner's gonna be red team pulling it off this time. All right, guys, let's go play some more. Yeah. Red team, yo, pulled off the face-off. Way to go. Hey, Andrea, where is Mikey going in round two?
In round two, Mikey's strapping on his snorkel and diving down deep to the sunken ship. But watch out down there because of a hammerhead shark who can really hit the nail on the head. Swim, Mikey, through the ship and past the goal, and you will recover 100 points. Good luck to you.
All right, thanks, Andrea. Now, remember, gang, the four P's are still up there. Points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. And video challenge is still up there, too. Be careful, though, but because the enemy is up there, and you don't want to run into him. Now, all questions in round two are worth 50 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of this round will be going into the video zone to do battle with today's game wizard. Now, red team, by winning that face-off, you're back in the plus. You have 30 points, and you have control of Mikey. Get to move him first in round two. What direction?
Right.
Mikey's going right. Pop quiz. Hands go to the buzzers because the correct answer will get you 50 points in control. Mikey's in the Pirate Cove. Here is your question. In what ocean was Gilligan's Island located? Was it A, the Atlantic, B, the Pacific, or C, the Indian? Ooh, it was the Pacific Ocean. It was like right near Hawaii. They were 3-hour tour. Okay, hands still on the buzzer. Here's another question for you. What swordsman always left his trademark letter Z wherever they'd been? Yes, yellow team.
Zorro.
Zorro Zed, yes. And we get you 50 points to your score. You're up to 150, and you have control of Mikey now. What direction would you like to move him?
Up.
Mikey's going up. Video challenge for the yellow team. Hello. All right, video challenge. You get to add more points to your score and maintain control. Who is going to be playing?
I am.
You're going to be playing Bobby. You hang on to the board. Now you get to choose from Super Adventure Island, Sonic the Hedgehog, Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Steel Empire, and Ghost Palace is out of it because we played it already. What would you like to play?
Sonic.
Sonic. Head over to Sonic. Come with us, Bobby. I actually like Sonic myself. This is a great game. This is a rock'em sock'em adventure game. Sonic the Hedgehog is the fastest critter in the land, and he has to help rescue his friends that have been made into robots by the evil Dr. Robotnik. This game has 6 zones with 2 areas each, and today on Sonic, our expert challenge is 35 rings in Green Hill, Zone 1. You have to snag 35 rings in 30 seconds. Now here's your job, Bobby. You have 150 points. Your opponents have 30. Of your 150, I want you to write down your wager now. Dance with me. Dance with me. Dance with me. She dancing with me. Okay, she's not dancing. All right. Turn around, I tell you. Ready, set, go. Okay, Sonic is off. 3 rings right there. She knows about the box that gets her 10 rings. Way to go. She's up to 13. Sonic's got a little speed going. All right, she's up to 18 rings. All right, he's invincible for a little while. He can kind of bump into everything without getting hurt. Pow, pow, not going to hurt him. Freeing a couple guys. She's up to 27 rings. All right, she's up to 29 rings. One more ring. Oh, my goodness. She missed it by 1 ring. You did a great job of playing, though. I was sweating with you. Let's see how many points were wagered. 50 points. We're going to have to do some score adjusting. But head back over. We'll play some more arcade. Yeah. you had Sonic hustling, but it looks like we were like one ring short, so we'll take the 50 points away. You're still ahead with the 100 points. Red team, you now have control of the micster again. Move the mic, man.
Right.
Mikey's going right. Prize for the red team, Andrea, tell them the booty they just snagged.
Yo, from Casio, a rap keyboard with 25 instrument sounds for rapping along, plus a voice effector and built-in mic. So fresh, only from Casio.
All right, now it's only for the red team. You got it, and you have Mikey in your hand again. Move him, please.
Right.
Okay, Mikey's going right. Let's fast forward. This is another one of our video puzzles. Now, take a look at this video on pause. Out of the 15 hot dogs on the table, how many do you think this hungry-looking guy can eat in 2 minutes? The team that comes closest without going over will get 50 points in control of Mikey. You have 3 seconds to write down your guess now. They're writing down their guesses, and they're done. Ready? Let's fast forward the tape. Look at how many hot dogs out of these 15 can this guy eat in 2 minutes. He's shoving them in. And it looks like the answer is 6. He ate 6 hot dogs. Okay, red team, what was your guess? Okay, that's over. Yellow team, what was your guess? You wrote down 10 also. Okay, no one gets the points. There's no exchange of control of Mikey. We proceed on. Red team, you get to move Mikey again. What direction?
Down.
Mikey's going down. Whoa, a point square. Yeah. Red team, you add 50 more points to your score. And you still have control of Mikey. Move him again. Okay, you don't have control. I have it. We're going to zip Mikey straight to the goal. We're almost out of time in round 2. We're in sudden death again. Now, the correct answer to this question will get you 100 points. It'll get you the goal for round 2, and it'll get us a winner for today's game. Hands on your buzzers. Remember, Mikey's in the Pirate Cove. Here is your question. What port city is the capital of Massachusetts? The answer is Boston. Keep your hands on your buzzers because I'm replacing my hand with another question here. What nickname did Mr. Howe call Mrs. Howe? Is it A, Lively, B, Lovey, or C, LaToya? Yes, red team.
B.
Lovey is it, red team. You have a goal and 100 points. Yeah. Let's reveal the board here and see where everything was in this round. Pow! There were a couple of prizes left scattered there. Right now, with 180, red team, you are going into battle today's game wizard. Yellow team, you took us to the edge, and you did a great job. Andrea, tell them what they're leaving with today.
BK. BK Ratchtech. Strap on the noise. And Kooshlings. Nothing else is so cute and feels so cool. And only Kooshlings have such wild moves. Grab them before they're gone. Kooshlings, your wild little friends.
Hey, back to me, back to them. Because when we come back, they're going into the video zone. Mungo is waiting for them. Are you ready to do battle? All right, you ready for Mungo?
Yeah.
All right, come on back and see how they do. Wait, we're waiting. Here I am now with Elizabeth and Ryan, and they're about to go through those doors into the video zone. Now you have 1 minute to get through all 3 levels. After the first 2 with the time left, you'll both take on Mungo in the wizard level. Now for each item you pick up, you will get $50. And for each level you get past, you will get an awesome prize. Now, here is your challenge. Player 1 has to collect 3 bunches of bananas sitting high in the jungle trees. but the toucans, snakes, piranhas, and coconut-throwing monkeys will take your power. Go under the waterfall or touch the golden idol, and a rope will appear to help you over it. Collect all three bananas, and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get.
The Harvard Supreme Table Tennis features a heavy-duty frame and competition top for years of family fun. Harvard Sports, professional quality products for today's active sports enthusiast.
Player two must recover three lost gems on the Nile River Raft. Jump, duck, and dodge to avoid power-eating alligators, rats, and mummies. Touch the legendary Eye of the Pharaoh diamond to restore your energy. Recover all three gems, and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get.
The BCA Glacier Mountain Bike is tons of off-road fun. With 12 speeds and fat tires, the BCA Glacier is one mean mountain machine.
Now, with the time left, you'll both take on Mungo in the wizard level. Catch three floating orbs while avoiding the dangerous energy-blasting creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass and you'll freeze everything for 5 seconds. Beat Mungo by catching all three orbs and you will win today's grand prize.
The Apple Macintosh Classic. It's easy to set up and use, and it runs thousands of applications from word processing to desktop publishing programs from Apple. Good luck in the zone.
Nothing to it but to do it through the doors, bam, and get Mungo. Go! Yeah! All right. Now, remember, there's a lot of climbing to grab the bananas and a lot of jumping and ducking to grab those gems. Ready, set, go, Ryan. Star has been hit. And he's reaching a little too high. Grab the bananas. Oh, he got hit in the head with coconuts. Have to hit the bananas in front of you. Oh, he got hit again. He's down to 2 units of power. All right, he has one bunch of bananas. And he's out of power. He's going to have to start over again. There's start. He's got start. Okay, he's up again. All right, he has one bunch of bananas at 35 seconds. He's down to 3 power. He has 2 bunches of bananas. The idol has been hit. He just climbs up over the rope. Oh, he ran out of power. He's going to have to hit start. He's reaching down. There's one bunch of bananas. He has to figure out. Oh, he jumps over there. He's got 2 at 17 seconds. They're down to 3 units of power. Time is ticking. All right, 3 bunches of bananas. Go, Elizabeth. Hit start. At 10 seconds, Elizabeth is off. She's sailing along on the raft. She's down low from the vultures, down low from the flies. Time is ticking. Oh my goodness, they ran out of time. Looks like the jungle gave Ryan a little bit of problem, but that is all right. Hey, in the upfront game, they won the Casio keyboard, and because they got past the jungle, they have the Harvard table tennis. Hey, they did a great job. Here they come out now. Hey, Elizabeth. Oh. Running away. Ryan, how you doing? Yeah. Hey, listen. We enjoy watching you in there. Did you realize, like, maybe we were running into problems in the jungle?
Yeah.
Yeah? What was your strategy of trying to, while you were up there?
Just try again as fast as I could.
Okay, well, I tell you what, we had a good time watching you, and now you were, like, over there just waiting to cheer along, but we're glad you came, and when we come back, we'll have 2 new players. See you next time on Nick Arcade.
For a live studio audience at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios, Orlando, Florida.